This is from Phyllis Kurz to answer the question, what did I do during the pandemic? Well, when everything seemed to change overnight, I felt a bit of a loss as to how to help since my skill set did not include being a first responder, a medical person, or talents in any other essential function. I was also too old to personally volunteer anywhere like a food bank. However, it did not take long until I found I did have in-demand skills, as I can sew, and I, when I worked, was a design engineer. The shortages in masks became apparent very quickly, and my town, church, and local quilt store soon started requesting sewers to make masks for first responders, medical staff, the homeless, and at-risk folks. What ensued is a real story of cooperation, ingenuity, design adaptation, bartering, and at the heart, love for a community. Being a quilter, fabric was not in short supply, as we all tend to amass buckets full of fabric, but quarter-inch elastic that you need to make to attach the mask became very scarce. After I exhausted my supply, a kind lady in our town Facebook community page offered to share what she had, and I found myself feeling like I was participating in a drug deal by picking up a bag of elastic left hidden in her front yard and then depositing my finished masks in a bucket behind my quilt store. In just over a week, my quilt store provided over 450 masks, and they are in the thousands now. Being an engineer, I had to do some research into what was the most effective mask design to prevent the spread of the virus. I found the Fabric Patch Quilt Store in Washington State, run by a former nurse, put the best YouTube videos up on construction, material options, and mask effectiveness. I started making masks with non-woven interfacing sewn into the mask to serve as a filter. As a virus can easily pass through woven material, such as the cotton, and bandanas, I also added sewn-in inserts of various pliable materials to provide a better seal around the nose. I went through a few iterations until a friend gave me some old electrical wire that I sliced in half to get a comfortable fit around the nose. Although my local quilt store has gone above and beyond into keeping us supplied with elastic, I did some more research on options. I found making the ties out of cutting up my husband's white t-shirts that he wears under dress shirts works great. He's retired. He doesn't need them anymore anyway. This design is more comfortable than elastic and lets you adjust the fit. After I ran out of my stash of interfacing I had accumulated over the years, I bought reusable grocery bags from Amazon and cut them up to use as a non-woven filler. Another material supply problem solved. In addition to meeting the initial requests for the first responders, medical staff, homeless shelters, and at-risk community members, I provided masks for family and friends. Some of them have since requested more masks for their relatives, which I've also been able to provide. People wanted to give me something for the masks. I can't charge them anything because they really don't cost me anything but my time. So instead, I've requested donations be made to Food Share or Masks for Heroes, an organization supplying protective equipment to medical people. One friend wanted masks for her family and was dismayed to find out Amazon wanted $18 a piece and that they would be delivered at the end of June, which really wasn't going to help her very much. I made her 10 for her entire family. She was so incredibly grateful and insisted on doing something personally for me. To my delight, I am now fully stocked with toilet paper, probably for the rest of the year. Another friend swapped homemade canned peaches and some of her prized perennials that I'd been eyeing for masks for her parents. She called it trick-or-treat corona style. At this point, I've made about 80 masks. There were times when I felt like I wasn't doing much until the thank you notes from hospitals, homeless shelters, and at-risk folks started coming to my little group of quilters who have all been as busy as I have been sewing masks. I know two of my sisters have been busy doing the same thing. Honestly, Some of them made me cry and have motivated me to make as many as I can until this is over. My minister has shared that she finds it very gratifying to deliver them to people. They are so grateful. In addition to providing protection, I think the masks serve almost as great a purpose in reminding people that they are loved even by strangers. When we look back at these times, I'm hoping people can remember the acts of kindness demonstrated towards them as what helped them get through it, and I'm happy that I can be part of it.